So the learning today should be a schus li'ilui nishmas Adir Chaver Chaim Elazar ben Shimshon Aryeh, as well as a schus li'ilui nishmas Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Zion. It should also be a schus for Refuah Shleima. B'chaim Moshe Yeshua ben Malka Chaim Dov ben Menarachol Chanaliyah ben Shein Derachol and Abadati ben Parol, as well as a schus for all those in a makom sakon in Eretz Yisrael, including Azriel Baruch ben Penina. So we are continuing here in the topic of Bechia, and we were talking yesterday that sometimes, even if you're not feeling it, but you should try to focus and try to bring the emotion, like arouse the emotion in, within yourself. So he continues. He says, "Ach b'mistarim tifke nafshei beinoy lebein koina ba'ofen." Says someone who is davening and is feeling bad and is crying over his shortcomings should do so in a private area between him and Hashem. Shelo yavayu lahalig alava, shelo yeh mechzik yoyra, so that people don't make fun of him, or they don't. It doesn't look like he's a balgaiva. Because people who are crying over their shortcomings, meaning that it bothers them to the point that they're moved to tears, such people, other people tend to make fun of it. Or they say, well, what are you doing? You're not such a big tzaddik. There's a story of a guy who went into Nevardak, and on the first day, by the Musa Seder, so he's going, Nevardak was very big into shiflas ha'adam, that the person should feel like a shafel, he should feel humble. So, for example, they would walk into a supermarket and ask for plumbing materials. They would dafka go into stores where they would ask for something that they didn't sell in order that the person should berate them. So on the first day, a new bacher comes in, and the first day in yeshiva, he's like, "I'm a nothing, I'm a nobody." And one of the older bacher came over to him. He goes, "You just got here. You're not a nothing yet. It takes a month or two until you could say you're a nothing." So it's the same idea. You know, you're crying. What you're holding on the madrega? What are you, Reb Moshe, that you're crying? So if a person talk is moved to tears, don't publicize it. Do it if it's sincere, but do it between you and God. He says, "V'akol l'fi mashu adam l'fi amakam l'fi asman." Everything has to be done with calculation, according to your stature, according to the place, the minhag and the minhag amakam, and also according to the time. Yesh esh eroi l'harim kol b'chia. Sometimes, and this is in general, not just about shortcomings, but sometimes it is appropriate for a person to raise his voice because you want to inspire others to feel bad as well. V'liyah is b'chim mevake l'irasam b'chia, to cry out loud and be ma'irer in others, the same feeling. When you go to Levaya and you hear the family during the Levaya crying, especially if the father passed away and he wasn't, you know, Seva Zakein, he was a little bit younger, so it moves us. Our hearts, you know, melt. For example, you went to Luzi's Levaya, your heart melts. And if you go to Levaya and people aren't crying, so it might bother you, but it certainly doesn't have the same impact. So there are times where you want to be ma'ira people, and so you cry out loud. Sometimes you should hide it, because that is, you know, depending on your place and time, sometimes you should do it privately, and that's the meaning of the pasuk. Walk privately, walk humbly with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the general rule is, whether you are doing something publicly or privately, it's always a big question of whether we should do something publicly or privately. Should we daven, if a person is mekabel upon himself a certain Kabbalah, like to daven a very long Shemone Esrei, and now you're going to do it in shul, is that appropriate? People are going to see you. People are going to make fun of you. So so maybe you should not, you know, take a Kabbalah like that. So again, that's as the bottom line is, do if you're doing it, do a l'shem shemayim. Great is the person who decides all of his, this makes all his decisions with mishpat, with justice. He says, included in the Torah's chiyuv of crying is someone should cry over a family member that passed away. It goes without saying that we don't have to be told to cry over someone who that you feel bitter inside by the loss, someone who, Layalenu, passes away at a very young age, or someone who we were very close with. Certainly you're going to cry day and night without any relief. Let's say you're not as broken up about it. He says, I'll give you an example. Let's say you have someone who has, Kenayin Ha'ari has eight kids, and now his wife gives birth to the ninth kid, and you agree this is going to be the last kid. And the child is born, but the child is born as a preemie. Maybe the child is missing some limbs, and the child is suffering for a while, and eventually the child passes away. And so the feeling that you have is, first of all, it's not your only child. You didn't even have a chance to develop a relationship. But second of all, the child was going to lead a life of suffering. So the child's in a better place. So we almost take a nechama and we don't cry. We don't shed tears. It says, the whole house is feeling pained by the suffering of the child. So that when it passed, it was very hard for them. It was a burden to take care of the child or to take care of the family while the parents were out. That they feel that it's a relief. It's a sense of relief that this was going to be a very hard life for this child. The child was never going to have, you know, sometimes you have a child that's born with a very severe condition, and the child is not going to have an easy life and potentially not even a long life. And so the tired ones, meaning the parents, will get a rest. Let's say you have someone who passes away at an age of 95. He lived a long life. He saw great grandchildren. He didn't go through experience tragedy during his life. But so let's say he's suffering from Lou Gehrig's disease, or he's suffering from dementia, where his life is not an easy life and it's very hard on the family. And he lived a long life, so there's no reason to feel sad. He, Baruch Hashem, he lived 90 good years, and then unfortunately the last 5 years of his life was tremendous suffering. The family says, you know what, because of the suffering that he was going through, he's better off, he's in a better place. And it's relief for the family again. Even in these cases where it's not a positive, but a net positive, hard to say, but a net positive where there's a sense of relief. That's really what he's trying to say. There's more of a sense of relief that this was, you know, you can accept more easily that this was for the best. And nevertheless, that since this person is a karev to you, you have a chiyuv to cry. And a person should cry over the loss for a minimum of 3 days. 3 days, the Gemara Ma'id Katan says 3 days are designated for crying, meaning the initial 3 days are the most severe. So 3 days for crying. Don't add, but also don't take away. So that these are examples where it's a close family member, but the feeling that you have inside does not bring you to tears naturally. That's a case where you should try to be ma'irir and try to feel it. It goes without saying that if the deceased is an infant or a young child, that the parents should be moved to tears. The amrei privitni chatas nafshi, because a father has to recognize what the Mishnah says, that sometimes children die for the sins of the parent, and therefore young children die for the sins of the parents. So they are, and he uses a lot of slaughterers of the kids, but really the idea is that you bear some responsibility in this. God will judge every deed. So certainly there you're crying because of your role in it. While it's true that there's many different types of circumstances and there's words of nechama that a person gives, that it's appropriate, you want to try, when you go to be nicham avelim, you want to try to make the avil feel less pain. Such as quoting from the pasuk that the one who takes neshama is wise, meaning God is wise, and he accounts for all actions. The whatever other words of nechama that might be appropriate. Al kol panim kol shloisha yamim, for the first 3 days, lo yifen kol kach lekol menachemim. Don't allow yourself to fully listen. Meaning, if you are a family member, lo yaleinu, don't allow yourself to be comforted by those words so easily. It should bother you that you should still be crying. His own skin should bother him for this deceased, and he should cry for his averus that brought this about. His tears falling from his face wipe away his guilt, and that in and of itself is a kapara. Now, you'll say to me, how do you know? So I would tell you, you don't. You never know. But sometimes a parent can have done something, and you can say, regardless of whether this was a punishment for this avera that I did, but at the end of the day, this is something I'm guilty of. And that potential that played a role should bother a parent. But obviously, there's no way, we don't have Nevi'im today, there's no way for a person to know for sure if a mace in a household happens because of something they did, or it was a gzeirah min hashamayim, we don't know. But the idea here is that when you lose someone close to you, lo yaleinu, that you have to have, you have to sometimes be ma'ir yourself to have the proper feeling, the proper, as we say, proper hargasha about it, and not just be comforted, which we tend to do. People tend to do, especially, like I say, if the person was suffering. So you take nechama that, look, the person was suffering. The person wasn't living a productive life anyway. The person was in tremendous pain, or the person was suffering from dementia, so they didn't really know what's going on. It's not like they were appreciating life. And in such a case, there's a nechama. But at the end of the day, there also has to be a feeling, a hargasha, of the loss, because that is what the tzivui of the Torah, that's what the Torah wants, is that a person should still have at least 3 days where you feel the sense of the mourning.